With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. The Montana Supreme Court has blocked several subpoenas filed by legislative Republicans ordering the justices to produce internal communications about pending legislation by Monday. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
The Supreme Court Friday also blocked a subpoena that would have required Court Administrator Beth McLaughlin to appear Monday before a special legislative committee investigating judicial conduct and to turn over her state computer. The Supreme Court wrote in its order blocking the subpoenas that it'll rule on the legislative request for internal documents at a later time. The block subpoenas are the latest development in an escalating conflict between the legislative and judicial branches. Legislators say they need to investigate whether the justices have prejudged pending legislation that is likely to be challenged in court. Democrats say the Republicans' actions are an attack on the separation of powers that check and balance state government. House Minority Leader Kim Abbott said Friday it's a, quote, constitutional crisis, unquote. Republican Senator Greg Hertz said in a Friday afternoon meeting of the investigative committee that the justices' order blocking the subpoenas is an extraordinary conflict of interest and that no one else would have the, quote, audacity, unquote, to be the judge in his or her own case. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. On Monday, senators on a special legislative committee are scheduled to roll three bills into one and build Montana's recreational marijuana program. James Bradley with the University of Montana's Legislative News Service brings us this preview.
Hamilton Republican Senator Jason Ellsworth is the committee chair tasked with implementing the legalization of recreational marijuana, which voters approved of in 2020.
I would love to see a nonpartisan, bipartisan bill.
Crafting the final legislation will be a process of compromising numerous amendments. One implementation bill, House Bill 701, already has 35 proposed changes. Great Falls Democratic Senator Tom Jacobson said at a Thursday afternoon meeting that he will have more.
I got about 20 different amendments, some bigger, some smaller, some we've already talked about.
Ellsworth said one topic that's bound to dominate discussion is people growing marijuana at home.
And I know this is going to be a sticky wicket.
Other senators requested amendments to regulate edible marijuana products, increase conservation funding, and add funding for law enforcement.
That was James Bradley with the UM Legislative News Service reporting. Two people being sought for questioning in a homicide in Billings died of gunshot wounds while being pursued by law enforcement officers near West Yellowstone. Police say a 64-year-old woman was found dead in her residence in Billings on Thursday afternoon. Yellowstone County officials say Roxanne Watson was beaten and strangled. An investigation identified two potential suspects, and officers issued a statewide bulletin for the suspects and their vehicle. Officers from several agencies were involved in a pursuit of the vehicle at about 10:30 p.m. near West Yellowstone when the suspects got out of the vehicle and ran into the woods. Soon after, officers heard two gunshots. The suspects were found dead near a creek. Seven Republicans joined Democrats in the Montana Senate to kill a bill that would have given the state more latitude in selecting drugs to carry out lethal injections, as companies restrict access to drugs used in executions. Democratic Senator Diane Sands of Missoula said she was surprised by Thursday's 24-26 vote against the bill, which was requested by the Attorney General's office. She said there aren't any drugs available to carry out lethal injections that don't result in cruel and unusual punishment. Republican Senator Brad Molnar said he opposed the bill out of concern that the state could execute an innocent person. A bear mauled a Montana man, causing him severe injuries near a campground just outside Yellowstone National Park. The violent encounter happened Thursday afternoon in an area of timber near Baker's Hole Campground, about 3 miles north of West Yellowstone, Montana. The campground was closed at the time. Investigators have been unable to interview the victim because of his injuries. The West Yellowstone man was able to call 911 following the mauling and taken to a hospital in Idaho. A member of the anti-government Montana Freeman, who took part in the extremist group's 81-day armed standoff with FBI agents, has died in prison. Federal officials say Russell Dean Landers, 69, died April 10th while in custody at the Federal Correctional Institution at Terre Haute, Indiana. No cause was provided. His death was first reported by the Montana State News Bureau. The Freemen were accused of organizing assault on the nation's banking system through the circulation of bogus financial instruments. The Montana legislature will not hold floor sessions Monday, which will not count as an official legislative day, after a lobbyist tested positive for COVID-19 this week. 18 people have received negative tests and fewer than 12 lawmakers have been contact traced, according to a spokesperson. The spokesperson previously announced lawmakers would also conduct business virtually today, although Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports many still worked inside the Capitol building.
Typically, there's a ton of activity in this building with lawmakers, government staff, and lobbyists chatting in the hallways and walking around. It's a lot quieter today. To provide time for contact tracing, Senate GOP spokesperson Kyle Schmock wrote in a Thursday evening email that Friday floor sessions would be canceled and the legislature would, quote, not meet in person tomorrow, unquote. He also wrote committees may decide to meet remotely. But the building's not totally empty. Several lawmakers were seen working in person at the Capitol on committee meeting video feeds. Just walking around, I've also seen lawmakers talking to one another and working in the building. A couple of them, including Republican Representatives Jedediah Hinkle and Jennifer Carlson, declined to comment on why they were in the building. Schmock did not return multiple requests for comment about a handful of Republican senators attending committee meetings in the Capitol on Friday. Friday afternoon, House GOP spokesperson Dylan Klapmeyer said the Capitol is still open, only floor sessions were postponed. Missoula Democratic Representative Tom France did not return a request for comment about attending a committee meeting in person Friday. House Minority Spokesperson Nathan Stein said Democratic leadership was under the impression that the caucus would work remotely. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
This is MTPR.